And I'm Leslie Lotto in the Bloomberg Newsroom. Here are some of the stories we're watching. Negotiators from the White House and Republicans have reportedly narrowed some of their differences, but were still far apart on issues as the Treasury Secretary gave a few extra days until a potential U.S. default. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the department expects to be able to make payments on U.S. debts through June 5th if lawmakers fail to act on the debt ceiling. The negotiating teams have apparently been in regular communication, working early into this morning to iron out text for an agreement. Earlier this afternoon, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters he was confident they'd meet that June 5th deadline.
Look, I feel closer to an agreement now than I did a long time before because I see progress. But listen, this is not easy in any shape or form.
It was a good week for chipmaker NVIDIA. The company powers everything from video game graphics, bolstering the rise of cryptocurrency, and now artificial intelligence. It had a 24% surge on Thursday, pushing it within grasp of a $1 trillion market capitalization, which could push it into the tech elite level of Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Alphabet. The company grew $184 billion on Thursday, the third biggest one-day gain in market capitalization in the United States ever. It climbed 2.5% more yesterday, putting its valuation at $963.2 billion. Ford Motor Company has secured a deal with Tesla to expand access to vehicle charging stations in North America. Bloomberg's Kim Kerrigan explains.
CEO Jim Farley joined Tesla CEO Elon Musk this week to announce that beginning next year, Ford EVs can use the Tesla Supercharger network. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024 and will be getting an adapter that will fit the Tesla V2 Superchargers. The automaker will begin building their EVs in 2025 with a charging port that will eliminate the need for an adapter. Kim Kerrigan, Bloomberg Radio.
Google's been ordered to pay Sonos $32.5 million for using smart speaker technologies without approval. Alphabet Company's former partner never gave permission to the company. A federal jury in San Francisco voted against Alphabet yesterday, ending a battle between the rivals, which could affect settlement discussions and influence Sonos's ability to go after royalties from other companies who use the same technology. A spokesperson for Sonos said it confirmed that Google was a serial infringer. For its part, Google said it's considering the next steps and always developed technology independently and competed on the merit of their own ideas. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this is Bloomberg.